You're listening to SBS News.
Walking into the foyer of the Canterbury Bulldogs Club in Sydney, photos of Australian rugby league legends line the walls.
Right hand, left arm.
Meanwhile, in a large room in the club's gym, dance instructor Modi Depp is teaching some moves that have got nothing to do with rugby league.
Yalla, eight, sake ready. Six, seven, stop, don't look down.
Modi migrated to Australia from Lebanon in 2014 for a new start after a career spent travelling the world as a dancer.
Four. You have option today for the first time. I'm gonna love you, love you, love you. Four, don't look.
He's teaching a belly dance class today, and while he generally sticks to more traditional moves, he's also known to add a few unique ones of his own.
It's not belly dance movement, but I create the movement. It's like kick your husband out, love your neighbor, shoot me, baby, let me fly. Body lotion. It's not seriously a belly dance movement. It's my movement.
The club is in Belmore, a suburb in the Canterbury-Bankstown area of Sydney. It's an area with a larger-than-average population of Lebanese and Greek Australians, cultures traditionally familiar with belly dancing. And his class attracts large numbers of first, second and third-generation women from these backgrounds, as well as many others. It's far away from Modi's childhood in Lebanon, spent watching old movies featuring famous belly dancers.
When I was a young, a little boy, like about 7 or 8, so I used to watch a lot of belly dance movie and I used to dance different kind of dance. It's not only belly dance, but I was very interested about belly dance when I was little.
Today, Modi is an accomplished teacher and performer. He initially taught himself how to dance behind closed doors.
I learned by myself, and I was watching TV like for famous Egyptian old dancers and Lebanese and Syrian and Palestinian, whatever. And I started to learn by secret. By secret, yeah.
But his secret didn't last long. As a child and teenager, Modi, who grew up in a Lebanese Muslim family, knew he would attract attention for wanting to be a belly dancer, attention that would not always be positive. But with the support of his parents, he pushed through these limits.
I'm so lucky because my parents, they are very open-minded. They support me to be a dancer. And they're proud about me to be a dancer. And they love me.
Belly dancing is an ancient form of movement whose origins are not completely known, and it's either seen in the context of performance or a social community dance. It's usually associated with women, but men have also danced since ancient times, both professionally and socially. It's practiced throughout the Middle East, North Africa and Greece, among other countries in various forms.
Look, I don't have a favorite belly dance style, but I love combination of belly dance, and every culture, every like country has different style, different culture, different movement, different music. So I love that, the nice combination.
Bermuda. Okay, sit, roll, one, and two.
There's sometimes still a taboo associated with men and sometimes women who belly dance professionally. It was something Modi had to challenge within himself before going professional. Although his parents were supportive, he was still a little worried about what others in the community would think. He didn't want to become the target of gossip, but he found those around him accepting and supportive.
I still remember all my neighbors, they support me. They ask me, Modi, you have good future, you have good talent, you should do something. And I was wondering, maybe they're gonna talk.
At the age of 18, belly dancing went from being just a hobby to a profession for Modi when he was accepted into one of Lebanon's top traditional dancing troupes. He performed with them for 5 years before branching out on his own as a performer and teacher in a career that has seen him perform in Turkey, Germany and Japan, among other countries. But he says his experience has been better in some countries than others.
Look, it depends the countries, the culture. Sometimes they don't accept any female belly dance. So it's very hard to accept male belly dance.
Since his arrival in Australia, along with teaching and performing, Modi's worked with the winner of the Miss Lebanon-Australia competition, teaching dance and deportment. He says he's faced harassment and abuse when performing in the past, so he's now very selective about what private bookings he takes.
So many times they called me to perform, but I don't perform with anyone, with any wedding. I choose which one is good for me. I had many problems with in Lebanon, in Australia, when I went to Germany. Some people, they don't like male belly dance. And I heard many bad things when I was dancing, but I never give up. This is to be or not to be. So this is me, darling.
Modi Depp, a man challenging perceptions, one shimmy at a time. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Seven, and stop. I'm hoping. I'm hoping.